song. So you think you could tell heaven from hell, blue skies from pain. Can you tell a green field from a cold steel rail? A smile from a veil. Do you think you can tell? Did they get you to train your heroes for ghosts? Hot ashes for trees, hot air for a cool breeze, cold comfort for change. Did you exchange a walk on God?
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to the Wednesday, February 7th, 2018 edition of the American Awakening. I'm your host, Michael Herzog, and as always, I'll be with you for the next 2 hours. Reason for that lead-in music today? Well, so you think you can tell heaven from hell, blue skies from rain? Can you tell a green field from a cold steel rail? Can these people that are on these pharmaceuticals tell the difference? Now, yesterday, I did a show on psychiatric drugs in the military. And folks, I never finished the program, so I'm going to finish that up today. And I've gotten some other disturbing thoughts or news, if you will. Just had a telephone call this morning with a friend of mine in California who affirmed that, yes, indeed, vaccines are now mandatory over there. They're attacking us from all angles, folks. And the great hosts on this network get into some of the other angles of which they're attacking us from, like the Pfizer report. And by the way, Nancy Pelosi, I saw her get on CNN with some clown saying, oh, it's all lies, it's all lies. And it makes me wonder how many of these drugs she's on. But with that, let me continue with this and get through it. And then I'm going to shift gears and go into a subpart of it, which is vaccinations, and then we'll move on. Okay, but I wanted to get this down on the archives for the record. So with that, let me continue. Lieutenant Colonel Bart Billings reported that social workers, corpsmen, as well as medics have all told him that at some point or another, okay, what happened here? Oh, isn't that wonderful? Give me a second here, folks. I just lost my place. Okay, there we go. All right. At some point or another, all or 90% of the troops have taken some form of medication. It's just a crazy, insane pharmaceutical roulette that's being conducted at the expense of our nation's sons and daughters and their children. And another major issue with these drugs is that many are highly addicting. Now, I want you to imagine for a moment, folks, living with a spouse or a child of whom has had their personality, their being, their spirit drained by these financial predators. So with that, I've got a clip I want to play for you. It's only a couple of minutes long. Go ahead, Dan, play that first clip. Listen to this lady, folks.
My husband never did drugs, nothing, never did anything. And I dated him 5 years before I married him. And he never did anything like that. And then when he was in Afghanistan, the psychiatrist over there started giving him the medications for depression, and of course the pain that he was in because he had been hit. And the first time he got hit, they just started drugging him up. And the second time he was hit is when they sent him home to me. And 2 weeks after him being home, the violence was so incredible. I told him that we needed counseling or we just needed to get a divorce because I couldn't live in the abuse that I had just gone through because my husband never treated me that way. Needless to say, at that point, I didn't realize that these drugs were affecting him. At one point in time, my husband was on 21 drugs, 21 at one time. I mean, and it was craziness. This is not, I don't even know who this person is that I lived with. I've tried to get him help right from the beginning with the drugs, and they're refusing him any help. They just keep continuing to give him the drugs, and he's not getting any treatment. His physical needs are not being met, and he's continuing to deteriorate on a daily basis. The whites of his eyes are now yellow. They have a yellow tint to them. His skin color is green and gray. And this happens often. And we do have the fear that we will wake up in the morning and he's going to die. Every day we live that every day. His daughter lives that every day. I live that every day. Is today the day that he's going to die? Is today the day I'm going to get the call? They need to give me my husband's life back, is what they need to do. They need to take him off the drugs so that he can think. He can't think. He doesn't know.
Thanks, Dan. He can no longer think. He doesn't know. 21 different drugs, folks. And not only is it dangerous to be on these drugs, it's very dangerous to come off of them. And many suicides happen shortly after a person stops taking the drug. Trying to get off psych drugs without medical supervision is very dangerous. And when one tries to stop and a person experiences withdrawal symptoms, the psychiatrist will tell them it's the return of their mental illness and that they need to get back to their drugs. That isn't true. It's simply withdrawal, just like any drug, any street drug. All of the emotions felt in the original trauma / combat / tragedy that one sees while in battle are medicated and buried with the drugs. And when one finally comes off of the meds, they then have to deal with the emotions that had been buried or numbed by the drugs. The feelings are just suppressed while medicated, and as many as 35% of soldiers returning home are addicted to prescription drugs, and often it's not temporary, but it's for life. And it can get even worse than that, because sometimes these drugs can turn deadly, striking very quickly. This story, a bomb couldn't kill this Marine, but a bottle did. Chris Bacchus had two antidepressants, two opiates, and an anti-anxiety drug, Ativan, in his system. A total of 27 different prescriptions were found at the scene, most of them recently prescribed. The autopsy said it was the drug interaction that killed him, something any doctor worth his salt could have predicted. The case of Chris Bacchus would turn out to be no different than hundreds of others. Andrew White returned home from a combat zone. When he went for help to a local veterans hospital, he was diagnosed, then drugged. His personality deteriorated. There was withdrawal, anger issues. He would sleep for 2-3 days at a time. The psychiatrist's solution to his condition was to increase his medication or to change them. And on February 12, 2008, Corporal White died in his sleep. Didn't even move, just died. The coroner's report, intoxication of his drugs. His heart stopped at age 23. He was one of four veterans in their early 20s in West Virginia that were found dead in just months of each other. A dogged investigation by a neurologist, Dr. Fred Bauman, in San Diego to find out why. Tracking down every lead, he discovered that each dead soldier had been diagnosed with PTSD and all of them were taking the same potent cocktail of psychiatric drugs. In them was antipsychotics, which had a particular danger of being able to stop the heart suddenly. Is this the tip of the iceberg? Are there others? Bauman continued to investigate and found out not just the four, but 351 possible cardiac deaths from the same drugs. He continued to report that these same drugs are being used like jelly beans in the military. And like many, Chad Oligschlager returned from Iraq, complaining of having trouble adjusting back into civilian life. His family realized he was different and had mentioned to his commander that he wanted to seek counseling, as he was also having issues dealing with the emotions of what he had done over there and what he saw on his first tour. And of course, they drugged him up and literally turned him, according to his family and fiance, into a walking zombie. He would forget what he was doing. Family would share stories, and he wouldn't recall past events that he was a part of. They found Chad at his barracks, 11 o'clock at night, dead on the floor. When the family had their doctor read the results of the autopsy, he stated that the levels of medication found in Chad's body were at the levels prescribed. Nothing was out of the range of his dosage, but the doctor did ask, why is he taking seven different types of meds? And the doctor went on to say they killed him. The psychiatrist let him walk out of their office with always more pills, never checked up on him, never monitored what he was doing. Yes, they killed him. And the quacks call these deaths accidental overdoses, but let's face it, this borders on negligent homicide. And as our soldiers succumb one by one to prescribed levels of these lethal cocktails, you have to wonder if the quacks even care to find out why. It's bad enough that troops are dying, but this drug-taking ripples far beyond the victim. It also affects the lives of those they love the most. And then there's collateral damage, the families that are under attack. When troops come back home from duty, whether they've been deployed to the battlefield or not, they are forced to take a subjective psychiatric questionnaire, and based off the results, are being told to take certain drugs, and when they take these drugs, they become someone different than what their child remembered them to be. And the child now finds many times that they are dealing with a different person than they originally remember. The child may then develop their own issues, so the parents then decide the child needs to see someone for help. Child seeks help, child gets prescribed a drug, and instead of dealing with the problem the right way, it's a lot easier to just give the kid a pill, which ultimately destroys the kid's mind and erases a healthy mind from society. Possible result, a child suicide. Young Daniel was having trouble sleeping shortly after his military father was deployed, worrying that his dad may never come home, that his dad would be killed in war. Mom took Daniel under TRICARE in the military to a psychiatrist, and within 10 to 15 minutes, he prescribed something to help Daniel sleep and also Celexa. Daniel started becoming more and more withdrawn, with such a noticeable personality change that Lieutenant Colonel Blaine Radins, his father, actually came home from Iraq 3 months early as Daniel was becoming increasingly sad and depressed. Daniel began cutting himself at school and having hallucinations. None of this behavior was noticed before Daniel was put on the drugs. Daniel disappeared upstairs to his room one day, and his mother came in from outside and asked his brother James to go up and get him out of his room so he could come down and help him in the yard. What my board operator Dan is going to play for you next is what happened. Go ahead, play that second clip, Dan.
911, what was your emergency?
We need an ambulance.
What's going on?
My little brother hung himself.
Okay. What's his name?
Daniel Raines. My mom is performing CPR right now.
Okay, let me transfer you. Don't worry.
All right, thanks, Dan. Daniel Radins hung himself after going to a psychiatrist, getting prescribed Celexa and a sleeping pill. An innocent little boy just worried about his dad. Psychiatry in the military took Tricia and Colonel Blaine Radin's son from them and ruined their family. Children are a huge target for psychiatrists. 1.9 million of them have a parent in the military, and 1 million have a parent deployed. And you're a little kid worried about mommy or daddy. That makes you fair game to these people. The number of children that have been put on drugs in the military TRICARE system is astounding. It's exploding and has a ripple effect in the entire family. Outpatient psychiatric treatment for children of deployed active duty service members has reached an all-time high of 2 million visits. How many of these drugs are children being forced to take now? Whatever the number is, it's high. And according to a study in the Journal of Child and Adolescent Psychiatry, 91% of all kids visiting a child psychiatrist come away with a psychiatric drug. Is this really what we want for our children and grandchildren? We have to wonder why, with all this failure, psychiatrists keeps hurting people, drugging them, addicting them, creating violence and suicide. It is, folks, for the most disgraceful of reasons. It's blood money. Psychiatrists say that disorders like PTSD can't be cured. Instead, they claim they need to be managed with drugs for the rest of your life. It's bad medicine, but it's great for the bank account. Because once you label someone and start medicating them, over the life of that person, it's going to cost the government about $1.5 million to provide these medications and a treatment. A lot of money to be made here, not only by the quacks, but also the companies producing these drugs. Profit seems the only conceivable motive for all of these psychiatric drugs in the military. And taxpayers are footing the bill for this travesty of medicine. These psychiatric drugs that promote suicide, you, the taxpayer, are paying for. So why do psychiatrists hand out drugs at such record levels? Because drugging them is a lot easier than actually helping them. And because of this explosion of psychiatric drugging, psychiatry has developed a very close relationship with drug companies. Unfortunately, almost everywhere you look, you'll find financial conflicts of interest. Matthew Friedman, a psychiatrist and executive director of the VA's National Center for PTSD, Not only has Friedman been a paid speaker for three different drug makers, Ortho McNeil, AstraZeneca, and GlaxoSmithKline, he also sat on a scientific advisory board of the pharmaceutical companies that make Paxil and Zoloft. And guess what? These happen to be the only two psychiatric drugs approved by the U.S. to treat PTSD. And, of course, then there's Dr. Elspeth Cameron Ritchie. Until 2010, the top psychiatrist in the U.S. Army. And she praised the anxiety drug Seroquel for being very useful in the treatment of anxiety and combat-related nightmares. And not only is Seroquel totally unapproved for that purpose, it's linked to sudden cardiac death. Soldiers call it Seroquel, and on the street, it's baby heroin. Ritchie starred in a webcast, partially bankrolled by Seroquel's maker, in which she continued to push the use of psychiatric drugs on the battlefield. Go ahead and play that third clip, Dan.
Psychiatrist, so I tend to think of psychiatric medications, and we treat soldiers with medications, with cognitive behavioral therapy, and other sophisticated treatments on the battlefield.
Other sophisticated treatments on the battlefield. Remember, folks, yesterday when I told you you had to be in top physical and mental condition? They're treating with these sophisticated cocktails of drugs on the battlefield with a gun in their hand. And finally, there's psychiatrist and former Brigadier General Stephen Zanakis. When he was in the Army, he pushed hard for frequent psychiatric screening of soldiers. And more, the better, he stated, the more the better. I think that there needs to be a more extensive assessment of these soldiers, both before and after. And the Army now screens its soldiers as many as five separate times, including a mandatory psychiatric screening when returning home from deployment and a follow-up 6 months later. And these screenings are loaded with conflicts of interest. The development of one of the questionnaires recommended by the Army Surgeon General was funded by Pfizer, the maker of antidepressant Zoloft. Another screening program for service members and their families is administered by a group given millions of dollars from eight different drug companies, including Pfizer, Lilly, Solvay, and AstraZeneca. But Zanakis wants his own piece of the pie. He stands to make millions as the CEO of a corporation selling a brain scanning device he plans to use to diagnose PTSD. Bottom line, with psychiatry, it's not about help. It's all about money. Yet without reforming this broken and ineffective system, the United States Department of Veterans Affairs recently hired 1,600 more mental health workers just to handle the problems of the profession itself. So the profession worsens. When we get more mental health professionals, we just get more of the same thing. It's a fool's errand. For the soldier who joins out of duty and served with honor, it all boils down to one word: betrayal. To kill them while claiming to be treating them after they've put their lives on the line is despicable. They call it medicine and deliver death. And this is all so needless because there is hope, and it doesn't involve psychiatric treatment. It involves getting off the drugs, withdraw under the care of a competent medical examiner, share feelings with friends, care, love, friendship, colleagues, support groups, separate and distinct from medical intervention. Sorry, we'll be back. I'll give you my thoughts after the break.
Okay, nurse, let's get this man to the ER stat.
Right away, doctor.
We see this every day. Heart attack or angina pain due to blocked and clogged arteries. Chelation can remove obstructions or blockages from arteries and help avoid painful and expensive surgery. Now there's Angioprim. It's a liquid oral chelation product that you take with juice. You start to feel the results fast. Angioprim increases blood flow all over the body, and that means more energy and strength to take on the day with less aches and pains. 60 years of research has gone into chelation, and Angioprim is the result. A safe and easy way to unblock your veins and arteries from buildup that slow circulation.
Paging Dr. Jones, please report to the emergency room right away.
Log on now for a special radio offer from Angioprim. That's angioprim.com/radio. A-N-G-I-O-P-R-I-M. Angioprim.com/radio or call 877-882-7221. That's 877-882-7221.
Do you know?
know there is an ongoing war right here in America? Are you aware that U.S. citizens have been classified as enemies of the state since 1933? Have you recognized that our entire government is really a vast network of interlocking corporations engaged in commerce? Look up Title 28, Section 3002. Tune in to In Defense of Humanity on Saturday nights at 7 p.m. Central Time. Find out what's really going on and learn how to protect yourself and your family as flesh and blood men and women living in a corporate reality.
You've probably heard about all the great benefits of goat milk soap. But did you know? Some companies take shortcuts. At Old New England Soap, we make our organic goat's milk soap using 36% goat's milk. That's 17% more than most others. Our bars are larger, so they last longer, producing lots of lather packed with vitamins. And our soap is a natural moisturizer that smooths dry and damaged skin. Order online at oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. You've tried the rest. Now try the best. Oldnesoap.com.
Water-based soaps on supermarket shelves use harsh chemical acids to break down dead skin cells. And that's just not good for you. At Old New England Soap, our soaps are made without chemical ingredients, contain no alcohol or petroleum products, and use 85% organic materials and carry the USDA's organic certification. Try some today. Go to oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. Oldnesoap.com.
Folks, we're back with the American Awakening. Michael Herzog, your host. Are they making us crazy? You bet. They're trying to make us crazy. They're trying to go beyond that and make us zombies. And my thoughts on this. Psychiatry is a disease that has crept very slowly over time with a slithering and cunning stealth, like a weasel, into our society and has metastasized over the past century into a gargantuan tentacle of tumors, gaining more and more momentum while slowly rotting its host, which is the people of not only this nation, but the world. And like a criminal, it must be prosecuted. Like a cancer, it must be cut out. Like a demon, it must be exorcised. And in this case, all three apply. As the only real perpetrators of this century-old Frankenstein experiments are the parasites who pretend to heal by sucking the life out of their victims. Forget the psychiatric DSM. The only real mental illness in this case are the psychiatrists. And for any of you who were around, and I know many of you were, back in the 40s, 50s, 60s, 70s, I want you to think back to that time and remember the genuine feelings of pride post-World War II into the 50s, where the baby boom and the housing boom came. The genuine feelings of pride, pride in your work, pride in your home, pride in your family, pride in your community, and pride in being an American. Looking forward to starting your day with optimism, a positive outlook on that new day and what it has in store, and a promising future for your endeavors and your children. I want you to think about that for a moment. And then I want you to think about today. Fast forward back up to today. And as you look around you, do you see and feel that same optimism in your neighbor's eyes? Do you still feel a friendly spirit in your community? Do you possess even a spark of faith in your government? Or do you, as I, see a sick society, especially on the left, and wonder how many of these people have been infected by and had their personalities altered by pharmaceutical drugs. And also think about this. Could this be part of, if not all of, the reason why politicians like Nancy Pelosi, who had the audacity just yesterday to come on air and say, oh, this dossier, this four-page dossier, it's all lies. It's all factual. It's all documented. It's all researched and investigated. And she comes on and calls it lies. Politicians like Nancy Pelosi, Adam Schiff, Maxine Crazy Woman Waters, Chuckie Schumer, and others acting so bizarre. I mean, it's unbelievable, folks. We are living in the Twilight Zone. And I'll tell you, I'm going to close this out with a thought. And I want to give a shout out to Larry for this. Doctors versus gun owners. The number of physicians in the United States is about 700,000. Accidental deaths caused by physicians per year are 120,000. Accidental deaths per physician is 0.171, a statistics courtesy of the United States Department of Health and Human Services. Now, I want you to think about this. Guns, the number one number of gun owners in the United States is 80 million. Yes, that's 80 million. The number of accidental gun deaths per year, all age groups, is 1,500. The number of accidental deaths per gun owner is 0.0000188, statistics courtesy of the FBI. So statistically, excuse me, doctors are approximately 9,000 times more dangerous than gun owners. Remember, folks, guns don't kill people. Doctors do. Excuse me. Not everyone has a gun, but almost everyone has at least one doctor, and this means you are over 9,000 times more likely to be killed by a doctor than by a gun owner. Please alert your friends to this alarming threat. We must ban doctors before this gets completely out of hand. Out of concern for the public at large, we withheld the statistics on lawyers for fear the shock would cause people to panic and seek medical attention. Be back after the break.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
You've probably heard about all the great benefits of goat milk soap, but did you know some companies take shortcuts? At Old New England Soap, we make our organic goat's milk soap using 36% goat's milk. That's 17% more than most others. Our bars are larger, so they last longer, producing lots of lather packed with vitamins. And our soap is a natural moisturizer that smooths dry and damaged skin. Order online at oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. You've tried the rest. Now try the best. Oldnesoap.com.
Water-based soaps on supermarket shelves use harsh chemical acids to break down dead skin cells. And that's just not good for you. At Old New England Soap, our soaps are made without chemical ingredients, contain no alcohol or petroleum products, and use 85% organic materials and carry the USDA's organic certification. Try some today. Go to oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. Oldnesoap.com.
know there is an ongoing war right here in America? Are you aware that U.S. citizens have been classified as enemies of the state since 1933? Have you recognized that our entire government is really a vast network of interlocking corporations engaged in commerce? Look up Title 28, Section 3002. Tune in to In Defense of Humanity on Saturday nights at 7 p.m. Central Time. Find out what's really going on and learn how to protect yourself and your family as flesh and blood men and women living in a corporate reality.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
All right, folks, we're back with the American Awakening. Michael Herzog. No, I won't back down. You thought I was done, didn't you? Wrong. I'm not done. Mm-mm. Nope. I couldn't leave this without going into a little bit about vaccines. You know, here in Valley, at Walgreens or CVS, you can pull up to a pharmacy, give them your $25, roll up your sleeves. Oh, how convenient. And get your vaccine, your flu vaccine. Oops, wait a minute. Before you do that, you might want to know this. Vaccine sales translate into major profits for vaccine manufacturers, making them billions of dollars each year. The manufacturer Merck, $5.27 billion in 2012 from the sale of vaccines, one of which includes Gardasil, an HPV vaccine with side effects which have been linked to multiple sclerosis and brain inflammation and have killed a number of young women. Vaccines are not natural. Vaccines are a man-made drug with dangerous and toxic substances, some of which include thimerosal, aluminum, formaldehyde, animal matter, and live viruses. And important to consider, every time you or your child is injected with a vaccine, you are putting a pharmaceutical drug into your body. The adverse side effects of thimerosal, commonly found in flu shots, by the way, thimerosal contains mercury, and exposure to mercury can be particularly hazardous to pregnant women and small children. During the first several years of life, a child's brain is still developing, as we know, and rapidly absorbing nutrients. And even in low doses, mercury may affect a child's development, delaying walking or talking, shortening attention span, and causing learning disabilities. Less frequently, high-dose prenatal and infant exposures of mercury can cause mental retardation, cerebral palsy, deafness, and blindness. And in adults, mercury poisoning can adversely affect fertility and blood pressure regulation and can cause memory loss, tremors, vision loss, and numbness in the fingers and toes. And a growing body of evidence suggests that exposure to mercury may also lead to heart disease. Aluminum is a known neurotoxin that is contained in a number of both adult and child vaccines and may even exceed the toxicity of mercury in the human body. And according to a study published in Current Medical History, children up to 6 months of age receive 14.7 to 49 times more aluminum from vaccines than the U.S. Food and Drug Administration's safety limits allow. The aluminum in vaccines carry the risk of autoimmunity, disease, long-term brain inflammation, and associated neurological complications, and may thus have profound and widespread adverse health consequences. Formaldehyde is a known carcinogen, which can lead to cancer, organ failure, and even death. Some see a link between this and childhood cancers, including leukemias, which are blood cell cancers, and cancers of the brain and central nervous system, which account for more than one half of the new cases of childhood cancers. Animal matter. Some vaccines are derived from live hosts, including cows, monkeys, pigs, and chicken embryos, which results in foreign DNA being injected into our blood. This has the possibility of altering our own DNA structure, and no one is sure what impact that has on our health. Not to mention, animal viruses can be passed on to humans in this manner. Back in the early 60s, it was discovered that some lots of polio vaccines manufactured on residue of monkey kidney tissue between the period of 1955 and 1963, which, by the way, I lucked out and was too old for the shot, I got the sugar pill. Between 1955 and 1963, were contaminated with monkey virus called SV40. I interviewed the fellow that wrote the book, Dr. Mary's Monkey, and he brought up that same subject. Can't remember his name right now. This primate virus was quickly proven to cause various cancers in experimental animals. And however, to this day, the United States government officials still insist that there is no absolute proof that SV40 causes human cancer, despite the lack of government interest in SV40 and human cancer for 3 decades. Genetic and immunological studies by independent researchers over the past decade indicate that this virus is clearly associated with human cancer, such as rapidly fatal cancers of the lung, bone marrow cancer, brain tumors in children, and other forms of cancer. But the government doesn't care. The MMR vaccine contains 3 live viruses, measles, mumps, and rubella. Live virus vaccines have been shown to cause brain damage over a prolonged period of time, and it's possible that the existence of live viruses in a vaccinated person can cause that person to become contagious and spread that disease to other people. These are just some of the potentially harmful ingredients in vaccines. Vaccine companies are protected from lawsuits. Did you know that? Against injuries that vaccines cause. There was legislation passed on that back in the late 80s, I believe it was. Parents cannot directly sue a vaccine maker for health problems that arise in their children after they receive injections. Congress passed that law. It was passed in 1986, protecting vaccine manufacturers from liability. And instead, a vaccine court has been established to compensate individuals who have been injured by vaccines. And according to the Health Resources and Services Administration of the United States Department of Health and Human Services, from the fiscal year 1989 through 2014, there have been a total of 3,484 compensated claims and 9,713 dismissed claims. These were people left to suffer without any recourse, and those compensated for vaccine injuries were rewarded over $2.5 billion in damages. Most of these rewards resulted from claims against injuries caused by the flu vaccine. There have also been over 80 cases of autism among those compensated for vaccine-induced brain damage. But folks, no, vaccines don't cause autism. Of course not, no. No, it's plausible deniability. Prove it. Most of the so-called reliable research on vaccines is extremely biased. Much of the research is sponsored by vaccine manufacturers and public health bodies who have both a financial and a bureaucratic interest in the research, and is sponsored by that could impede the objective study of the vaccine safety. And these companies and agencies adamantly deny a link between vaccines and autism. And they argue, of course, that vaccines are one of the most important innovations in disease reduction in both the 20th and 21st century. There are no requirements before FDA approval, unlike pharmaceutical drugs. No double-blind studies, none of that stuff. There's no FDA approval and licensing that a vaccine undergoes independent studies by researchers, and no vested financial interests and industry ties in order to validate a vaccine maker's claims. The same companies that test the vaccines for safety are the same ones who sell them and make billions of dollars in profits. The entire approval process is nothing more than a good faith relationship between the vaccine industrial complex and the FDA and the CDC's Advisory Committee on Immunization Practice and primary entity determining vaccine policies. And to add to this, In 2011, Dr. Paul Thorsen, whose research known as the Danish Study, which is quoted extensively to debunk the autism vaccine connection, was indicted on charges of wire fraud and money laundering for allegedly concocting a scheme to steal more than $1 million in autism research money from the Atlanta-based Center for Disease Control and Prevention. Integral guy, folks. There is no evidence that proves vaccines actually work because there are no long-term double-blind controlled placebo studies for any of the pharmaceutical industry's vaccines. The best and most reliable form is a double-blind placebo-controlled study, and a treatment cannot really be said to be proven effective unless it has been examined in properly designed and sufficiently large studies of this type. An example of this type of study would be to take a group of people and give them some of the real vaccine and some a placebo. Then they would all be exposed to the disease, and the vaccine is meant to protect against, in order to see how well the vaccine actually works compared to the group that takes the placebo. They don't do that, folks. They just throw it out there. Nothing like this has ever been done with vaccines, yet that doesn't stop the mainstream media from reporting that people who get the measles vaccine, for instance, only have a 1% chance of getting the disease compared to 90% if not vaccinated. Not to mention there have been reported outbreaks of diseases in communities where the majority of the residents had been vaccinated. In October of 88 through April of 89, a large mumps outbreak occurred in Douglas County, Kansas, and of the 269 cases, 208 occurred in primary and secondary school students, of whom 203, which is 97.6%, had documentation of mumps vaccinations. So in this case, nearly everyone who got the mumps vaccination contracted the mumps anyway. There has been over a 400% increase in vaccinations given to U.S. children since 1950. In 1950, folks, your child would have received 7 shots by the age of 6. And trust me, I was born at the last day of 1949, actually the last 2 days of 1949, and I'll never forget those 6 shots because I had to take them. Excuse me, those 7 shots. That number has skyrocketed to 49 doses. Vaccines are not responsible for decreasing diseases after their introduction. And according to the World Health Statistics Annual 1973 to 1976, Volume 2, there has been a steady decline in most infectious diseases in developing countries, regardless of the percentage of vaccines administered. The researchers pointed out that infectious diseases disappeared as a result of sanitation, improved public water supplies and personal hygiene, and better distribution of an increased consumption of fresh fruits and vegetables. And from 1850 to 1940, diseases had declined 90% and were at an all-time low just when vaccines started to be introduced. Unvaccinated children report having significantly better health than vaccinated children. In December of 2010, a survey was initiated by vaccineinjury.info to compare the health of vaccinated children with unvaccinated children. And to date, over 7,850 surveys have been submitted, and the findings have been published. Children given vaccines have 22 times the rate of ear infections, 32 times the rate of sinusitis, 4 times more allergies, 2 times more asthma, 4 times more hay fever, 3 times more ADHD, and 19 times higher odds of autism. Now, many believe that SIDS is caused by vaccination, and the internet is full of stories about infants who died shortly after receiving an injection. I'll give you one story. The mother writes, "Our beautiful daughter was born on February 14th and died on April 17th. What is unusual is that earlier on that day she died, I had taken her to the military base hospital, remember that TRICARE, folks, for her 2-month checkup. The doctor told me that she was just perfect. Then the doctor said that she needed 4 shots. Oh, the doctor assured that it was completely normal and it was better to give her all the shots at such an early age because she wouldn't remember the shots. Well, that evening, after feeding our daughter, we laid her down to sleep and checked on her 45 minutes later and discovered her dead. She says, I told police, the coroner, and the investigators that I thought it was the shots because she was perfectly fine that day and before the shots. After 3 weeks, we finally got the answer from the autopsy that it was indeed SIDS. And to this day, I believe it was the shots, and no one can convince me otherwise. And how many people, by the way, have gone to jail because of, alleged child abuse when it really was the vaccinations or the shots that got the kids? I'll have to dig into that number, but I know they're out there. The highest rates of unvaccinated people, get this, are among the rich and informed. Those 10 facts that vaccine companies don't want you to know reveal that vaccines are not as safe as the mainstream media would have us believe. Vaccines are basically a pharmaceutical drug full of dangerous toxins and ingredients, and they make the manufacturers billions in profits every year, but your health could be on the line, folks. And of course, they don't want to tell you because vaccine companies who get rich off vaccines are the ones responsible for doing safety research about their products, and they consistently claim vaccines are safe. However, mounting individual research indicates otherwise. It demonstrates that vaccines can lead to brain damage and death. And after becoming knowledgeable about all of this, I can no longer go to a grocery store, a pharmacy, or a Walmart without noticing their signs advertising for me to get my flu shot. Even a recent trip to my local Walmart down here, a naive early 20-something girl approaches me at the entrance and asks if I'd had my flu vaccination yet. As in the movie They Live, you and I, folks, we wear the glasses. The question is, if not us, who? We bear the responsibility of saving our families, our neighbors, and our country. For if we don't make the immediate effort to do so, these prophetic zombie movies that you see, that you see advertised in the movie theaters, okay, that they make, and it's probably propaganda by the Illuminati, these prophetic zombie movies we see advertised in the theaters and on TV will soon be a living reality. It's already happening. You know, it's really sick. I told you I talked to a friend of mine in California earlier today. This assault with the vaccines is now mandatory in California. Oklahoma, you will not have informed consent to object to Senate Bill 83 if it passes. If Dr. Irvin Yin, the state senator, is successful in Oklahoma, the state will be the fourth to lose parental rights to refuse vaccines, joining California, joining Mississippi, and West Virginia. The states are starting to fall like dominoes, folks, one by one. I've heard rumor that there's legislation going on in 28 states. I don't know about you, but I'm not rolling up my sleeve. And this is only one angle of which the attack is coming from. We've got GMO foods. We've got chemtrails. They don't call them that anymore. There's a sophisticated name for it. We have got the left, who I believe most likely the majority of them are on some sort of psychiatric drug, psychotropics, SSRIs, something. There's something that has altered these people's mind to make them act like they're acting. We're being attacked from all angles. The left does not want our president in office. As many things that I have, that I critically complain about with Donald Trump, there's a reason why they want him gone at all costs. Now, I have heard a number of my colleagues in the industry, including Mike Adams, the health ranger, Alex Jones, Dave Hodges, a number of people predicting that this is the beginning of a civil war. And the first shots were already fired, not in the form of a rifle, but in the form of evidently these two trucks that were involved in this railway disaster, which there was a number of Republicans traveling on going to a safe retreat. They want them gone, and they'll do anything to get them out. We'll be back after the break. Michael Herzog of the American Awakening. Phone lines are open, 800-313-9443. Be right back. We'll be right back.
We are the American Freedom Party. This is the most urgent time in the history of Western civilization. In the year 1900, white people of European descent comprised 35% of the world population. Today it is less than 9% and falling fast. Europe is being overrun with Middle Eastern immigrants, and America's founding stock is rapidly being replaced with third world peoples from around the globe. For the last 50 years, every influential institution in this nation, our schools and universities, our media, our churches and our employers, have promoted policies and principles that teach whites to be ashamed of their great heritage and birthright. We, who in the 1950s, the 1960s, and 1970s were the world's dominant force, are now so afraid of being called racist that we were quailing towards irrelevance and extinction. Join the American Freedom Party today. Reach us at theamericanfreedomparty.us or call us at 701-317-5317. Paid for by the American Freedom Party.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Well, it's all right, riding around in the breeze. Well, it's all right, if you live the life you please. Well, it's all right, doing the best you can. Well, it's all right, as long as you lend a hand. You can sit around and wait for the phone to ring.
All right, folks, we're back with the American Awakening. Michael Herzog, your host, coming to you live from the Valley of the Sun. Got a few minutes before the top of the hour break. I keep going through all of these emails, and I get confused sometimes because I'll pop something up, I'll put a star next to it, and then I'll copy it and I'll put it in here to share. And then I forget who wrote it, or I mean, who sent it to me. So I apologize for that, and I may cover one or two of these today. But, just a couple minutes up to during the break, just to segue off of this vaccine thing and the psychiatrist and the military and the Veterans Administration, I got an email from Hang Glide Home. Now, I don't know who that is, but I'll give a shout out to who that is, whoever that is. Anyway, you know, they hire 1,600 new workers in the Veterans Administration, and Trump, during his State of the Union address, talks about firing these workers that were inadequate, so they hire 1,600 more. All right, and what do they do with the money? Well, how about $20 million to buy artwork for the lobby of the Veteran Administration Facility for the Blind? That's a good investment. $20 million in artwork for veterans who can't see anyway. Who's making these decisions? And another $20 million to hire more government employees at the VA, hired in roles that give no care to the disabled vets. mean, again, who are these people? Who are the people in charge of doing the hiring? Are they on meds? And if so, how many? Remember, folks, those meds take away your being. They take away your memory. They don't, you know, they literally make a zombie out of you. Evidently, they're hiring these people in the Veterans Administration, and everybody's going, rah, rah, yay, give me some more drugs. They're great. Oh, speaking of drugs, you know, I got my 2018 plan details for my AARP Medicare plan that I finally was talked into enrolling in, right? And now, when I first turned 65, which is about 3 years ago, I would get this little booklet from Medicare. It was about, I don't know, 30 pages or something like that. And I scanned through it, never paid any attention to it because I never go to the doctor anyway. But so anyway, I was talked into going into this plan. And by the way, the government penalizes you. If you turn 65 and you don't go on a prescription drug plan, every year that you don't go, they charge you more money. So now I have to pay to be on this plan. Not a lot. It's like, I don't know, 12 bucks a month, something like that. Not to mention what comes out of my Medicare stuff. But they sent me this booklet. And the 30 pages went from, well, I don't know, it's 30, 31 pages. And now it is 321 pages. and to add insult to injury, and I am not exaggerating here, folks, I have gotten a call from this company, AARP, Medicare, whoever, what is it, United Healthcare. I have gotten a call from these people at least a dozen times. Now, I admit, a lot of times I don't take the call because they'll call me when I'm on the radio, or they'll call me, you know, when, you know, my phone is sitting on the stove and I'm not there, whatever. But, you know, I've called them back a couple times. And when I call them back, they say, is this, yes, is this Mr. Herzog? And I'll go, yes, it is. And they say, okay, well, hold. And I'm going on hold, and they'll keep me on hold for 10 minutes, and they never come back. So after the break, I'll tell you what happened with this. Top of the hour coming up. Phone lines are open, 800-313-9443. Be right back.
Nothing left for me to figure out. I've paid a price, and I'll keep paying.
You've probably heard about all the great benefits of goat milk soap. But did you know? Some companies take shortcuts. At Old New England Soap, we make our organic goat's milk soap using 36% goat's milk. That's 17% more than most others. Our bars are larger, so they last longer, producing lots of lather packed with vitamins. And our soap is a natural moisturizer that smooths dry and damaged skin. Order online at oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. You've tried the rest. Now try the best. Oldnesoap.com.
Water-based soaps on supermarket shelves use harsh chemical acids to break down dead skin cells. And that's just not good for you. At Old New England Soap, our soaps are made without chemical ingredients, contain no alcohol or petroleum products, and use 85% organic materials and carry the USDA's organic certification. Try some today. Go to oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. Oldnesoap.com.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.